Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. So, Martin, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
I understand you got an interesting piece of mail in your mailbox.
Yes.
You wanted to share with everybody. It was actually junk mail coming from one of the corporate giants who...
Right. Well, what I want to tell you about, I usually don't do this, but this weekend I was flipping through the newspaper and it always comes stuffed with all kinds of flyers. And this flyer kind of stuck out because it had these pretty green colors on it. You know, it's all that green and warm and fuzzy and all of that. And I'm thinking, what is this? And I'm looking at it, and it's looking gorgeous. I mean, this artwork on it is fantastic. You know, it just totally works. So who is this from? Well, it's from a drugstore chain that's actually owned by one of the major cigarette tobacco companies.
Hmm. There's a contradiction in terms, eh?
Well, you know, this drugstore chain started as a cigarette outlet.
Hmm.
Right? I mean, it was one of the major outlets for drugs and cigarettes. And they, of course, sell now everything from skin creams to contraceptives and all in between.
Right, right.
Magazines and makeups and all of that. But anyway, so I want to read to you what they've got. Introducing Nativa Organics.
Hmm.
Nativa is certified organic, premium quality, free of genetically modified ingredients.
Sounds produced, good.
Produced without the use of pesticides or herbicides.
Awesome.
Yeah, be good to yourself. Be good to the earth. Working in harmony with nature, we have joined some of the world's most trusted organic farmers to produce Nativa Organics, exclusive to, insert store name, Nativa offers a wide range of wholesome, delicious, and 100% certified organic products, including cereals, jams, pasta, sauces, and even cookies and snacks, each adhering to the most stringent of organic standards and procedures.
Wow.
Now, why do you think I want to rant about this?
Well, I was sounding really, really good until right at the end.
Yeah, the cookies and snacks. And so I'm looking at it, you know, like the one that jumped out at me the loudest was this microwave popcorn.
Wow, there's a great product.
That's right. Or here, cheese puffs.
So I'm going to be healthy, Martin, now because I'm eating organic cheese puffs and microwave popcorn.
Yeah, yeah. What they're going to do, they're going to take perfectly good fruit and vegetables and they're going to turn it into dead, life-stripped, completely murdered stuff that they're going to put on the shelves. And they are managing to sell me, or not me, but the consumer, the illusion that now that they're going to eat Nativa Organics, all of a sudden they're going to be creating health in their life.
Hmm. And that's not the way that it works.
Apparently not. Because the stuff that works is water-rich, filled with enzymes, and nutrient-dense.
What we would probably call living food?
Yeah, something of the sort.
Like lettuce, apple, orange, carrots, beets.
Or better yet, wheat grass or barley grass or spirulina, chlorella, you know, that sort of thing. Like
chia seeds.
Yeah, chia seeds, hemp seeds.
I love those things.
You know, I'd love to have some organic chocolate syrup. 12 ounces for $2.79 each. Or how about this? Child snack, bite-sized cookies, $2.49 for a package. Either Honeygram bears or animal cookies. You can now have the illusion of feeding your child a wholesome thing. All you're doing is feeding them organically grown crap.
Yeah, organically grown food that's been destroyed, as you said, right?
Yeah.
Because when you take something and you turn it into a cookie, it's a cookie. And what's the difference between, you know, the regular store-bought cookie and an organic cookie?
The ingredients are devoid of herbicides and pesticides and genetically modified foods.
And nothing else.
And that's right. But they're both dead.
They're both dead. I mean, there's no difference, really, right?
Well, I mean, there's a difference. It's toxin-free dead food.
Right. Yeah, that's good. I'm going to eat really, really bad food that doesn't have maybe a little bit of this toxin that the other food has.
Right. You know, here's where we run into trouble. People are calling me to tell them where our nutritional panel for the Exela Superfood is, and they're trying to compare one thing to another.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question for you. If you look at the nutritional panel on a box of raw organic almonds versus honey roasted salted almonds, will the nutritional panels be any different?
Yeah.
No, they won't.
They won't.
Almonds? No, almonds are almonds. If you analyze the label, if you just simply put the analysis in, the ingredients inside of the almonds are the same.
Oh, I was thinking that the other one would have like salt and
vegetables. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I misled you with this statement. But the substance of it is it started as an almond, and we've analyzed the almond, and in one case we left it whole, still raw, still sproutable. It would still grow. It would still create almond trees. And the other one being roasted and
won't.
Dead.
Won't,
if,
right.
Yeah, if you plant that stuff, it'll just rot in the ground.
Right.
If you eat that stuff, it'll taste pleasant to your palate, but it will not provide you with nutrition. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that we have a label that the pharmaceutical, chemical, food, whatever industries have promoted on us that we're supposed to be able to compare one thing to another with, and it's completely useless. Because it does not give you anything other than how many grams of dead stuff is in it.
There you go. So what you should do is have two. One, here's the dead stuff, and here's the live stuff. And most of them would have zero under the live stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff like the Exula would have everything under the live stuff and probably nothing
right.
under the dead stuff, right?
Right. Or you would be listing the enzymes as present. In the other, you would be listing them as formerly present.
There you go. What good is a dead enzyme?
Well, it's sort of like a car without the ignition.
Yeah, that's great.
Because that's what the enzymes do. You know, you have a. It's like the spark of life. You know.
That's a great analogy. You've got a key, you've got a car, but you don't have an ignition. So.
Right.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Nowhere
you're
fast,
not going,
right?
Yeah, you still have to push instead of go.
But it's a great car.
It's a fantastic car, and the label is perfect.
And the paint job is, it just looks so good you could eat it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so anyway, so that's the label education we try to impart on people. In fact, Scott, would you mind reading out this testimonial?
We had this testimonial come in, and it was amazing. And I wanted, before I read it, I want everyone to think of how much energy they could have. And if you're eating, you know, fast food, hamburgers and microwave popcorn and all this dead food, and you wonder why you're tired, you know,
yeah.
We've talked about stress, we've talked about other things. But I think that our society has done a really, really good job of setting a low standard. And you keep talking about this when we talk about other things that we're doing, about the quality that you want to put out in all aspects of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, in terms of the information, in terms of the products, in terms of how you deliver your customer service, everything else. And you've got this very high standard. And I was thinking about that as I was reading what Charles wrote. And most of us feel that if we can get up at 6 or 7 in the morning and get kind of get presentable and get to work by 8 and make it through the day and get home by, you know, 6 or 7 and pat our kids on the head and give them something to eat and then make it to bed by 9 or 10, we're doing good.
Right? Yeah, it was a good day. Yeah,
it was a good day, you know. And you're tired and exhausted, right? And we're the 40-year plan and everything else in the last 50 years, we've been conditioned to accept that as the way life should be. And
yep.
I think, Martin, one of your major messages is that's not the way we were built to be. So the question is, what happens when you start putting into the body the nutrients that the body would love to have so that it could work at an optimum level? Right? So here's what Charles had to say. I want you to know that I'm only about halfway through the iridescent you sent, and I can already feel a benefit. You should issue a warning about too much energy. I struggled to get rid of it all, and I mean struggled. I wasn't tired enough after running... I just laughed when I read this. I wasn't tired enough after running 7 miles, doing 100 push-ups and 25 burpees. So I ran sprints up and down a hill near my apartment. Then I took a 1-hour nap, like I'd be like asleep for a week, and woke up feeling completely replenished. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just amazed at how much energy Iridesca packs. Now I understand what you meant when you said that 1 teaspoon goes a long way. This is really incredible stuff. I take it mixed with a heaping tablespoon of spirulina about 3 to 4 times a day and feel amazing afterwards. I'll admit I was a skeptic at first, but your product simply speaks for itself. You can count on me being a customer. Thank you so much.
So let me just give you some background on this. Charles is a student. You know, he's in his 20s, so he's not an old man. And he called up and said, look, I don't have a lot of money, so I don't want to spring $100 on a bottle of your iridescent. And I said, okay, Charles, I understand, I respect that. We'll send you just a sample. So we sent him about, 5 teaspoons worth of stuff in an envelope.
Okay. Cool.
And then, of course, he saw the bill, you know, like it was a $20 bill to send him a sample of the premium and iridesa in an envelope and a letter, and it was $20. And he says, Martin, you can't be billing me $20 for this. I says, Charles, I'm not billing you. I'm just letting you know what it costs me to do this.
Mm. Oh, nice.
But anyway, so the conversation prior to all of this was, I don't know if I can afford your product.
Right.
The conversation after this is Charles gladly ordered a bottle of iridesa and is excited.
Can't afford not to have it.
Well, he's glad to have it. Now, let's not forget that a tablespoon of spirulina goes a long way, too.
Right, right. Well, and obviously he's active and he's looking after his health and doing all of those things. Like, we're not suggesting by any stretch of the imagination have a couple teaspoons of something and you're going to be able to run 5 miles. But
right.
What was funny about this was, he runs 7 miles, has 100 push-ups, 25 burpees, and he's still, like, super energized, right?
Yeah, just doesn't know where to put it. Yeah.
Nowhere to put it. And that's, I think, what happens when you look after your body the right way. And there's so much disinformation and wrong information and marketing stuff out there, like you were talking about with this organic stuff, that it's just, we all get confused, and we really need to be aware that we can make a big change.
Yep, exactly. So, microwave popcorn, anyone? You won't run a mile on that one, I tell you.
Never. Never.
Yeah. Pasta sauce, you know. How about this one? Whole wheat pasta. It's got to make you feel better.
That's right. That's right. Whole wheat pasta.
Okay, well, anyway, so that's the rant. I want to get people to understand that there is no way of getting health out of dead food.
Right.
It's in live food, and the labels don't tell the story.
And really, when you think of it, when we, our ancestors were on the savannas, I mean, we were eating berries off the bush and carrots out of the ground and all mm-hmm. that stuff, which was, it was all live. It was, you know, very little, you know, you had a campfire and you stick a leg of a saber-toothed tiger on it or something, I suppose, but, you know, most of what we ate was just what was growing around us at that time.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous to think that in a, just a, you know, a few thousand years we could evolve to the point where you stick something into like a microwave and totally kill it, that would be something that would do anything other than just sort of stick in your stomach for a while.
Well, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast before. A study was done in Borneo. Some zoologists went following an orangutan for a week. And this fellow, they declared him a botanist. This fellow ate 400 different species. He's a vegetarian. 400 different species of plants and fruits and whatever stuff.
Wow.
400. Do you remember in a grocery store how many SKUs there are in the produce department?
Most grocery stores have 50,000 in the whole store.
Right.
But we're counting most of that's canned.
Right. No, but I mean, you know, like you know, we have 5 kinds of apples, and we have 2 kinds of pears, and 6
yeah.
kinds of lettuce, and
I'd,
that sort
I'd,
of thing, right?
You'd be hard pressed to be over 200 or 300.
Right. Anyway, so this guy, in the space of a week, did 400 different species.
Wow. Well, and everyone that goes into the grocery store and goes to the produce department is usually only picking up like 6 different things, which is usually their week supply, right?
Right, yeah. It's the Caesar salad.
Yeah.
With the odd carrots thrown in between.
There's
and maybe an apple for a snack, right?
Yeah, I was going to say there's 400 different types of bananas, and you'll see one there, and then you may see a small variety of banana, and you may see a plantain. So, you know, it's really sad that we don't have the variety of even of what is out there coming into the stores.
Right. So anyway, the reason I raised that point is that there are 220 different species inside a bottle of the iridescent.
Wow.
So if you want variety, you know, there it is, supplied to you in a nice, convenient package. All you have to do is open the bottle, scoop it up, and throw it either in a blender for a smoothie or just in a glass of juice.
Yeah, that's what I do. Put it in a juice, shake it in my little shaker, drink it. It's as fast as anything you want to do.
Absolutely. So that's my story. I hope you liked it.
I did. That was really interesting. Thanks, Martin, and I appreciate appreciate you opening my eyes to what some of the, you know, big conglomerates are doing to kind of really fool us, I think.
Well, you know, these are the true merchants of death. I have no other words for it. You know, the tobacco company owning a chain of drugstores through which they sell packaged food, cosmetics, and magazines so that they may better poison your mind, your skin, and your insides. And what else do you want?
Yeah, and then they sell you the drugs to cure the ills that you get from what you're doing.
They don't cure the ills. They'll just hold the symptoms of the ills.
Yeah, that's right.
You misspoke, my friend.
Now they get you both ways, right? Like, come to us and eat, and then come to us and we'll quote-unquote cure you of what you ate and just make a vicious circle.
Right. I'm not 100% sure if I remember this correctly, but it was that Heinz owned Weight Watchers.
Yeah, I think
or
you're
something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
So they get you going and they get you coming. And
that's right. That's right. They have it figured out, and it's just amazing to me that as a society we let them continue to get away with it.
Well, the reason this happens is because the integration of the large corporation is so perfect that they now own the advertising and they own the medium.
Yeah.
So they're able to fully control what you're thinking by sending you the messages. So by the time you're 25 years old, you don't even know that you have been completely educated to only see that which is presented to you. There was a wonderful experiment that's worth mentioning. The scientist has raised kittens in an environment where only horizontal stripes were present on everything that they encountered. Just horizontal, nothing vertical. And these kittens were then presented with obstacles like sticks, you know, like legs of a chair. They were constantly bumping into these things because they didn't see them.
Wow.
Didn't even exist. They had no brain reference for that. And that's what's going on to, you know, in this society where people are being educated by the media, and thank God for the internet, they're being educated to perceive the world as a consumer.
Yeah. And there's so much more to the world than just that.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so I would like to just close out this lovely rant of mine as, folks, keep your minds open.
There you go. Question everything.
This is your Life Enthusiast Co-op. We are restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Martin signing off with lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com or 1-866-543-3388. Or www.life-enthusiast.com. Thank you for listening.